Second Kings, chapter 22. Uzziah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adaiah of Boscath. And he did what was right in the sight of Yahweh, and walked in all the way of David his forefather, and did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. And it came to pass, in the 18th year of King Uzziah, the king sent Shaphan, son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, the scribe, to the house of Yahweh, saying, Go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, so that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of Yahweh, which the keepers of the door have gathered from the people. And let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work that have the oversight of the house of Yahweh. And let them give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of Yahweh to repair the breaches of the house, to carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and cut stone to repair the house. Howbeit, there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, because they dealt faithfully. And Hilkiah, the high priest, said to Shaphan, the scribe, I found the book of the law in the house of Yahweh. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and brought the king word again, and said, Your servants have gathered the money that was found in the house, and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, and that have the oversight of the house of Yahweh. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. It came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he tore his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asahiah a servant of the king's, saying, Go, inquire of Yahweh for me, and for the people, and for all Yehuda, concerning the words of this book that is found, because great is the anger of Yahweh that is kindled against us, because our forefathers have not listened and obeyed to the words of this book, to do it according to all that was written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam, and Achbor, and Shaphan, and Asahiah went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they communed with her. And she said to them, Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me, thus says Yahweh, I will bring evil upon this place, and on the inhabitants of it, all the words of the book which the king of Yehuda has read, because they've forsaken me, and have burned incense to other Elohim, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. For this reason my wrath will be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Yehuda, which sent you to inquire of Yahweh, this is what you shall say to him. Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, as touching the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender, and you've humbled yourself before Yahweh when you heard what I spoke against this place and against the inhabitants of it, that they would become a desolation and a curse, and have torn your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says Yahweh. Behold, therefore, I will gather you to your forefathers, and you will be gathered into your grave in peace, and your eyes will not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again. End of chapter.